AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Richmond, Virginia.
It took longer than we thought, but the day is here.
Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney was watching as the big statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was brought down and taken away.
For far too long, this has been a very exclusive address in Richmond. And what I heard from people, not only last year, but years previously, that it's time for this to be a block for everyone, not just for some.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ordered the statue's removal last summer, citing nationwide pain over the death of George Floyd at the hands of white police officers in Minneapolis. The numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths have been rising, not to the levels of last winter. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will announce his six-step plan tomorrow.
There will be new steps the president announces tomorrow, absolutely.
Those new steps influence the average American's day-to-day life? Should we expect any new mitigation recommendations, as an example?
It depends on if you're vaccinated or not.
A Colorado County's Public Health Department director says officials took three mobile vaccination clinics off the streets after workers were harassed while providing shots over the Labor Day weekend. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the new leadership in Afghanistan has a lot of work ahead.
The Taliban seek international legitimacy and support. Any legitimacy, any support will have to be earned.
Blinken is pressing the Taliban to allow charter flights carrying would-be evacuees to leave Mazar-e-Sharif in Afghanistan. The Department of Homeland Security says about 60,000 people have arrived in the country since August 17th from Afghanistan. 17% of those arrivals are U.S. citizens and permanent residents who were in Afghanistan when it fell to the Taliban. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 68 points. This is AP News. A new report says with investment, solar energy could provide as much as 40% of the nation's energy within 15 years.
The Energy Department says the U.S. installed a record 15 gigawatts of solar generating capacity last year as it shifts toward a renewable dominant power grid to address the threat of climate change. Solar now represents just over 3% of the electrical supply, but Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says solar could produce enough to power all homes in the U.S. by 2035. To do that, however, the department's renewable energy laboratory says the country would need to quadruple its annual solar capacity, installing 30 gigawatts per year between now and 2025, and 60 gigawatts over the following 5 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Texas chapter of the NAACP and a group of students filed a federal civil rights complaint against the University of Texas for its continued use of the school song, The Eyes of Texas, which has racist elements in its past. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.